just have a summary of what took place last week. Very important you say this. Basically, in Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph last week, we mentioned a Yisaidistika formula, and that is that when an oinus happens, it prevents the malacha from completion, prevents the poel from doing the work. If the oinus was unexpected, and both the balabais and the poel equally could not have expected that oinus, or the balabais and the poel equally could have expected that oinus, if everything is equal, then the balabais will win and he need not pay the poel. However, if the balabais was more aware of the likelihood of the oinus than the poel was, then the balabais is at fault and he's going to have to pay the poel. He'll only have to pay in kapal bato because the poel actually didn't do any work. He got a day's vacation, but nevertheless, he'll have to pay him. He has an obligation to pay him at kapal bato. Just to bring out some examples of such a case, and hopefully tonight, Mi'at Hashem, as we go through the siman, we'll see many more examples. But let's say you have a super of an apartment building who hires a plumber because someone claims, one of the tenants claimed that there was a leak in the apartment, so hired the plumber to come down. They come down and they don't have access to the apartment. Either the super didn't have the key, or he had the key and he didn't get prior permission, which he was supposed to have gotten. Now the poel was relying on the super that he had that access. It was an oinus, even if, let's say, there was a somewhat of a misunderstanding that came about, but that the poel was not aware that this oinus has the possibility of happening. So the super had the key. So what could be in the way? If the super has the key, what's the problem? In the meantime, the super didn't have the key, but was relying on someone else to come, whatever the cheshbonos are. But if the super was more aware of the likelihood of the oinus than the poel was, then the super would have to pay him kapal bato. No, but you hire me, I assume that you have the key. If let's say the minig is, and you tell me, what's the minig? Doesn't the manager normally have access to every apartment? Sorry?
No.
Does he have a right to rely on the fact that the manager probably retained rishus from the...
My obligation, if I hire you to go fix something in your house, it's my obligation to provide a manager. Comes to work and I can't provide access, I have to find a bargain.
Correct.
So it's not that oinus happened here. I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Let's say you're right. You didn't do what you're supposed to get him, but let's say an oinus happened that didn't. You were relying on the fact that the tenant was probably home.
That's my responsibility.
Okay, fine. That means something happened that, let's say, even though you felt that maybe you fulfilled, you satisfied your responsibility because you know that this tenant is an older individual and always stays home. So you figured for sure that person was going to be home, let's say. 90% on their home, right? And at this time, she had a doctor's appointment, she wasn't home. So now you don't have access.
But if that's the case, here's not an oinus here. Maybe my mistake is assuming I could do it.
Well, with an oinus, let's say you even though normally... Okay, fine. So I'm just... you hold that it's a double parsha, fine. But I'm just saying that since you have a chiyuv to provide access, so therefore it's expected from the plumber's perspective that you have the access, and if an oinus happens that you don't have the access, it's not the plumber's fault. But let me give you a better masha. Let's say if you could provide the access, you have a chiv to provide the access, and you made up with the tenant, the tenant's going to be there, but you even had the key, and for some reason you couldn't get into the apartment. The key wasn't working. I don't know what. It was an oinus gum or something happened, the key melted, I don't know, right? So then you'd be potter. Now you have to provide access, but why should you assume that the access wasn't available? What?
And then in that case, you're
potter. Oinus happened. You weren't at fault for not providing the access. You did whatever you could to have that access provided for. And for some reason, some new oinus came about. It's only because you didn't do as much as you should have, or you knew something that the plumber didn't know.
I'm surprised you passed the house in bed, because if I come down, my plumber comes down to your apartment building, do repair work, and even if the key breaks in the lock, and you're an oinus, but the upmark between the contractor and the...
Look, if you tell me it's a minig, I have no problem with minogim. I'm talking about pure halakha. Right? Everything which we're going to say, obviously, usually, is always totally dependent on the minig, especially by Schiyas Poyalam. In absence of any minig, you'd be possible. It was a nine that happened, it was out of your control. When everyone's as equal, you'd be possible.
Anybody who comes down and to make the house call, any worker, if I come, you got to be for the house call, no matter what. As long as I'm not at fault.
Okay, but if they...
Even if they don't do anything, they charge.
That's a service charge. You
don't even if you don't do anything, they charge.
That's a service charge.
Yeah.
So that's not for the work.
Again, but if you're an oinus, you only pay a service charge because the guy's coming to the apartment. If you don't have access, if an oinus happened and you couldn't have access, the tree fell right in front of the house and you can't get into the house. So why should you be chayv today? It was an oinus that was out of your control.
Well,
For coming for what? Stam? For coming to look at... He didn't get through the door. He didn't get through the door.
He has to pay to pay a bot, right? Even if it's only in his pot.
No, forget. When he's responsible, then he only has to pay kabal bottom. But when he's pata, he's pata lagamri. A service charge, there's no kabal bottom. From bringing him to the house, that is his charge.
The minhag is different.
Okay, I have no problem. The minhag is different, it's fine. All right, let me give you another example.
What would happen if the person came down, you go, he's coming to the house, he put the key in. Forget about what the time, usually they make up a time and everything. He put the key in, he gave the guy a key, he turned it, and it broke off.
That's what you're talking
about. That was the case I gave.
No, but he was saying that it couldn't work.
Well, whatever. It's annoying. Okay, Lamaise, that's the minhag. It's fine. I'm just giving you a mashalim from the halakha. Another case is Maisa Shoya, that someone was in the middle of landing a job out of town, was well aware that it's likely to take place, or possibly that it's going to take place, but it's the beginning of the school year, beginning of the playgroup year, registered his kids in the playgroup, 2 months into the school year, now wants to back out because they're moving to Chicago, whatever the case is. Again, it was something that the playgroup teacher had no reason to suspect that they're moving in 2 months' time, and the parent was well aware that there's a strong likelihood that that's going to happen. He was armed with some information that he deprived from the pile, and therefore he'd be required to pay for the rest of the school year. And you have to deduct kapal bata, which might not be much in a playgroup setting, but anyway, you have your bunch of kids to take care of, 9 or 10, might not make that much of a difference. Again, if there's a minhag, you can apply that to tuition, sorry?
Has to be either the same per bottle as 9 or 10, or
is it per bottle? No, per bottle means how much is...
You take 150 a month to pay this particular child, and...
No, they don't do on a specific child. The playgroup teacher has a whole group. So let's say, for a playgroup teacher, what's the difference for her that now she only has to watch 9 children instead of 10? It's minimum, it's not much. That difference you could deduct, but everything else you got to pay.
Then let's say for a particular child. It's much less than the
lady. If you would only hire someone for one child, and now she doesn't have the child, now she's free, she has vacation, she might take half pay. But since she's working anyway, she has to watch 9 out of 10 children anyway. For her, the 10 child doesn't make much of a difference. So
she gets a replacement that she's really not allowed to charge.
If she would have a replacement, but sometimes you could have cases that she would be able to have 11. So she only filled 10. Now you knocked it down to 9. You can't say that was your replacement. Had you sent your child, I would still take in that child. No, if there's a max, and it's not. If there's a max, if 10 is the max, and you're the 10th child, and you backed out, and now you find a replacement, that's fine.
You said that when the school year started. When did the school year even start?
No, in a Hanami, it's the same thing. If you backed out so late that she cannot find a replacement, so you mastered her for that year, because you can find her a place in that type. Usually, it's when the school year, before school year, you usually could get somebody.
You're paying for the hefzer, or you're paying because you have a deal?
No, you have a deal with Ascholas Malacha. We worked in Shulam Magimel last year. There are two reasons why you could be responsible. Either because Ascholas Malacha, the job already started, so then you have a kin and you're chai for that. Or you could be a Sora of a Garmi type of Sora, Davavi type of Sora, that I was mad at you because you didn't have a replacement. You could have gotten a job somewhere else. You could have gotten another child, whatever it is. So both come into play.
But what about in a school where they don't pay the teacher extra for one more student? They got all the students...
So in Hanami, we had such a shiloh with a playgroup. There was a playgroup here that had more than, let's say, 10 children. It had like 20 children, so it was like a moro with like a second playgroup under her, whatever, in the same house, but in a different room. So each one was in charge of 10, and the person who pulled out from the employee teacher, not from the super, whatever, from the employer teacher. It was from her helper. And so the motor who is in charge says, I don't care if she has 9 in a group or 10 in a group. There's no sweat off my back. I don't care. Get into height. Send your child. And if an economy, there wouldn't be a deduction for a bottle. The problem when you start getting into a school setting, the acronym start clearing, that could be when you hire a school, it might not have the same dynamics as Schiris Poyolim. Normally when you hire a Pole, you're hiring an employee direct, that's your relationship. When you hire, you register your child in a school, you're not hiring the administrator to teach your child. Clearly, you don't want him to teach your child, right? You would like him to get Rebbein to teach your child. So there, it could be that it's a different type of setup. It might not be the dynamics of Schiris Poyolim, it might be that you're paying the person to set you up a Rebbe with a teacher, with a classroom, with lunch, whatever goes into school, as a school setting, and it could be a form maybe of mekel chomemka. I'm buying this package, whatever this is. It's not clear amongst the places. The Pesach question clears the shaila. If an oinus happens, again, if an oinus happens and you had no reason, but if let's say we had stories, you hired a playgroup and she wanted Yiddish, and the playgroup wasn't 100% Yiddish, but she went in because she couldn't find a better playgroup, and then finally later on she found a better playgroup which is more compatible to her Yiddish environment, she wanted to pull out. So let's even say that Yiddish is a choy v'layava. I don't mean to insult anyone here, and it's a necessity, it's all fine. But when you went into the deal, you knew that this wasn't the perfect Yiddish setting. So you went in and I did the hockey. But in the Konami, if you sent your child thinking there was, you know, a certain caliber of Yiddish, only full Yiddish, and then you found out that she speaks mostly English, you know, you can start dining that something went wrong, and maybe that would be a nightness, maybe, but... But you could have a scholar's malacha issue. Right, I'm saying both, you have to always down both play yourself out. Correct. Another story, we'll give you another case, is let's say someone who has a travel agency, and the travel agency is geboit on computers, access, right? You have to arrange for flights with reservations, and the computers are down. So there's no point in coming, so the employee tells the employee, you know, take a day off, there's nothing here to come for. Would he be responsible for the day's work? Pashas is, if he had no reason to suspect that his computers would be down, it's not an internal problem, it's, let's say, the access to get to the airlines, whatever it is, so he's not at fault, it's a perfect oinus. All is equal, everyone knows that this oinus might take place, so he'd be pata. If he had more reason to believe that his computers are acting up or faulty in a chanami, then he would have a responsibility to pay. Again, if there's minigam akam, I'm talking about pure halakha. If there be minigam akam,
pay for a year.
Sorry?
Pay for a year. You
can
set contracts.
No, just in case.
Well, it's going to be an hourly rate. Every 2 weeks you give a paycheck, right? You can chetman out what it is. She only allows a certain amount of sick days, a certain amount of off days, right? So you can pretty much figure out what her hourly rate is or daily rate is.
If we have an hourly rate.
Daily rate, I don't know. You can figure it out. If I pay you $50,000 for 250 days, so you can
figure. I pay you $5,000, and I don't count the hours.
You don't count the hours, but you want them to be the 9 to 5, and you only allow a certain amount of days and a certain amount of vacation days, right? So if the person, you're obviously going by the day, the person won't show up that day and say, well, I'd rather.
Let's say
a pug comes out
on a
different
day a week every year. So some years the person gets the day
we call,
in a lot of cases, I don't know if this goes into the minute or not, but you can say, I'll make up the time with a different time. Can the owner then stop him from doing that?
Well, that's a whole different shot. You want to say if the owner would like to deduct pay, but the poet would like to make it up some other time. I don't know, you know, you can say that, you know, people call up to reserve flights, you know, from 9 to 5. You're working at 8 in the evening, it's not going to help me.
I mean, the poet can also have an onus. His car breaks down, he couldn't get to work. He still gets paid?
No, the onus is machmas the poem. Anyway, by the way, again, anytime that all einsim and everything is equal, the poll does not get paid. We're talking about cases where the balabais knew something that the poll didn't know, and that played itself out.
That case with the computer, once he said the computers are done, go home, and this may not be here, I mean, you'd be totally off a different type of Shiloh, but computers are very flaky, to say the least. They can come back in an hour. See, he doesn't want that they should sit there for an hour, but so he says, take the day off. He comes back up. Can you still call that the oinus, or does he have to allow them for those hours? In other words,
For the hours, for the rest of the day? If he was an oinus in the morning, he's saying, look, and you want to say at that point he'd be potter because there was an oinus.
Right.
And then the computers come back on, so you would have to call them back, theoretically, if they want to come back. We had a case, it was a case in the Trubis that we're going to see. All right, let's wait for the next season, we'll see some more examples.
So if he doesn't call them back, he has to pay them.
In a Konami, at that point, he's not an oinus. Unless you tell me that the poilim for sure would not come back. But in a Konami, if they would, right, if it's local and they would come, why not? All right, let's start. Siv Beis, Shin Lamed Aleph. Sakhri Lashkar Sadeo, if you hire someone to irrigate your field, Ubom Matzah B'Laylah, and rain came in the middle of the night that prevented, precluded, we don't need the work anymore to irrigate the field. The rain did it. You don't need his irrigation any longer. You need not give him anything because it's an oinus that took place. It's rain. It's something that happens often or could happen. It's likely to happen. Both parties are equally aware of this possibility. If the rain came in the middle of the day, you'd only have to pay him for the first half of the day that he worked, but for the second half that the rain finished off the job, you won't have to pay him. However, if the river overflows and irrigates the field, then you'll have to pay him everything, because Hashem helped him out. Now, what does that mean? So, what's the chiluk between matar and nahar? So part of chat is, the way the Smart points it out, is that in the case of matar, something which is likely to happen, and everyone knows that if it would rain, a field doesn't have to be irrigated. I don't know which field you're referring to, but I know there's a likelihood, wherever that field is, there's a likelihood that if it rains, it won't have to be irrigated. I don't know the nature, I don't have to know the nature of your field, because Roiv Sadas, when it's rained upon, doesn't have to be watered. It's understood from both parties that there's a possibility that it, should it rain, we won't need the work. So therefore, everything is equal, you're part of.
But all in the summer, you pack a wooden.
Sorry?
In Eretz Yisrael, it would be in the Shemayim.
Or something in the summer, in Eretz Yisrael is unusual. But again, that's the other extreme. We're talking about it's likely that both are equal. If it will be something unusual, L'chayr, it should be the same thing. We're going to see, according to one parish, it might not come out. Let's just work itself through. But whereas a nar is unusual, I might know that you have a nar, right? And I even know where it is, but I don't know the nature that every once in a while the nar overflows and waters your field. I might even know, better yet, I might even be in the city, I know that from time to time the nar overflows, but I still don't know that that affects your field. In order to appreciate that, I have to be the owner, to know the minig, how the nar affects your field. And since you're armed with that idea, and I'm not, you have the upper hand. I'm saying you have information that you withheld from me, so therefore, should the nar overflow and irrigate your field, you're going to have to pay me. You'll be obligated because it's not my fault. I had no idea that the nar will take away my job. That's the chayr, the parshat shat chilik between the two. In the reisha, it's something that the poor could entertain, and in the sefer, it's something that they could not have entertained, where the balabais did know. Now, the sorry? I'm going to get to it. We're going to get interrupted. Let me just fear out and I'll take questions. The Sma points out that it could very well be. I mean, he just shailed it. He just said that Roiv Asadah Shabo'ilam in Yer HaGeshem, if it would rain, in Tzorach Lashkoisen. So therefore, Nimta, the Balabais of Paul, Shavim B'Yidiyasa. The Balabais and Paul are on equal territory because Roiv Sadis, when it's rained upon, doesn't need to be irrigated. Now, L'chari could be Medaik here, that even though the Balabais had still had a drop more of a Yidiyah than the Paul did. Let's say the Balabais knows that his field is low in a valley or whatever it is. When it rains, there's no obstructions. When it rains, his field definitely doesn't need to be irrigated 100% of the time. And the poel wasn't aware of that. The poel just knows that Roiv Sadis don't need to be irrigated. So the Balabais knows it 100%, and the poel just could entertain it. Most Sadis fit that bill. Nevertheless, that's considered equal ground. Since the poel should have entertained this likely possibility, and he didn't, and he wasn't master, he's going to lose his day's work. You don't have to be mamish shava b'shava. That's one thing. Now, getting back to what you asked, is on the sefer, the Pashup Shata Chilik is, like I said, that in one case, he was at fault, he had a idea that the poel wasn't aware of, and in the other case, he wasn't at fault. They both were on equal territory. L'maisa is, if you learn like that, and it's a regular din, a dynamics of Poel Bata, like we learned till now, even in the Sefer, when you would be Chayiv, you should only have to be Chayiv k'Poel Bata. L'maisa is, the person didn't irrigate the field. He had a day off. It rained, I told him, go home, we don't need you. He had a day's vacation. So L'chayiv should come out that he should only have to pay him k'Poel Bata, even though he's responsible. But he only has to pay him k'Poel Bata, like we saw in Sif Aleph. The problem is, the Lashon Mechavi says, kol scharon. And he said also Allah Shemayim is style that something's going on here. We don't see in Sefal of these, you know, fancy Musadik and Lashonis Min Hashemayim is style. What's going on? The Ma'is is a tour. When he brings on this halakha, it says Mufurish, it's only Kapal Batul. But again, he doesn't say this lashon. This lashon comes from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kol scharim neshamayim nistayu." What's going on? So Rosh Hashanah tries to step in here why this case might be bad and you have to pay kol scharay. But lemaisi is, like I said, if you learn like the normal dynamics of the Sfar, which is a Torah sprout, Torah says lahed is only kapal batam. So therefore, some suggest that the Rambam learned a whole different shot in this case. The Rav Magid suggests that the Rambam went with the Shita of Rashba. He had a new pshat in the sugya, and it comes out with a major nafkamina la'alaka. He says the following: now, all the oinzin that we're talking about in this siman, or in the Gemara, those are oinzin that prevented the job from being completed. The job is finished. However, this case, the Rashba wants to make an akimta. You're thinking probably something else. I'll get to the Rashba tries to make an akimta that over here, that the fact that the river overflowed, it didn't make it all the way to the field. The case was that with Sakhar Lahashka Sadeh, where is he going to get the water from? The source is the river. The river is, let's say, a mile away. So his job is to go to the river, take a bucket, fill it up, walk the mile, and irrigate the southern. So he has a shleperai of a mile. Barnar, and it overflowed and was rolling down the hill, and it got mamish ut right next to my field. So now the job of the pole is a cinch, nothing. He takes a bucket like this, no problem. He still has to do the work, he still has to irrigate the field, but his job was just like cut in half of the Mount of Tircha. That is the case that the Rashba said, that's min Hashemayim Nistayu, that Hashem helped him out in his job. His job was to bring water to the field. Hashem helped him out and brought the water closer to his field, so now his job is limited. He only has to do that last makabah papish to get it, to get the field irrigated. In such a case, that's what the Rashba says prat in the Gemara is, and in that case you have to pay. Now, Lecha Mishnah therefore says, loit is Rashba, it's taka very good. Why? It says kol scharan. Because in that case, he taka completed the job. He did work. Now, it's true his work was so much easier, but we never saw, and you can argue, that in such a type of situation where your job became easier, you will not deduct for kapal bati. You won't say, well, I hired you, the job is supposed to be tasking and really hard, and therefore you should, you know, you're going to schlep for 10 hours, and if I paid you $10, but now you did it in 1 hour, I only want to pay $1. That type of formula we never saw. Now, Lecha Mishnah suggests, you have to pay everything. Because Hashem was the one who helped him out with his job. But really, he did the job. He finished the job. Like that, it's very good. Because
every job that takes
a day's
work and someone's so quick and it doesn't happen a day, then you got
to
pay for the full day?
No, there, we're going to see in Shulam and Hay, with Shalom Avidah the Bepaga the Yom, if he did the job faster. But you're saying it sounds like, from your example, it's not that Anonis came back, it sounded like he was more geshik and he did a better job. Let's wait for Shulam and Hay for that. What we're talking about. We're talking about here is really it takes him the whole day to irrigate the field. But Hashem helped him out. Hashem brought the water to his field. The river overflowed and therefore got so much closer to his field. So therefore all he needed to do the end, but nevertheless, he has to pay the kol schar min
Hashemayim
Nistayin.
But obviously he wouldn't be working for many hours.
Correct.
It's still similar to what he just said.
Yeah, I know, but his case was it was because the po was more geshek. Let me wait to Shin Lamed here on that. Okay, now the Aris Sameach and the Makavis HaMishnah have different pshatim here. Even further than the Rashba, and that's probably what you're referring to. And the Aris HaMeach says the following. He says, the case over here we're talking about, we asked him to irrigate the field from the north. That was the job. So he says like this, when the rain comes, the rain is something else. I didn't ask you to bring rain down. I asked you to bring the water from the river. So therefore, if the rain comes down, that's something else. That's Zaitik, that's an oinus that prevented you from doing the job. I don't need you anymore, and therefore I'd be potter. However, if Hashem brings the river into your field, that means Hashem did the job for you. I hired you to bring the river into the field, to irrigate the field, and Hashem completed the job for you. In that case, that's Aris HaMeach, you're entitled to pay. Because the job was done. Even if you did nothing, he's even past the Rashba, even though you did nothing, but the job was done. Your job was done. What's the difference if you actually bring the bucket or Hashem does it for you? But your job is done. It's your min Hashemayim Nistayu. It's mazal chagaram. That's if it would have been a different pearl, Hashem wouldn't have made this quote unquote nace. But because you were the pearl, this was your job, and he wanted you rather to learn, so he did this job for you. Now you can go to the base medrash. But it's your job, and therefore you deserve to get paid. That's the Aris HaMeach chilek. It's a one step past the Rashba, and the Makavis HaMishnah goes even one step even past that, and he says a different yisayit, a different kalal. He says, If it's something which is likely to happen, happens occasionally, rain, every 10 days it rains, whatever it is. So in such a case, we have the normal gedorim of an oinis, and if all is equal, the balabais is pata. However, in a case which is something totally unusual, that the noah should overflow and irrigate a field, which is mamishanes, it's totally unusual, unexpected, such a thing like that, clearly we have to know who was the goyim, so to speak, for this nes. If it was the poet supposed to do the job and it happened, now he doesn't have to do the job, when the shemaim nistayo, and he deserves to get paid. Like, when I say, why I say the Merkez HaMishnah is one step further than the Arsa Meir, is because he would hold, if it was an unusual rain, also he would deserve to get paid. Because again, we have to darn, why did this unusual event happen? Must be it was because of the poil, so therefore I would have to pay. Whereas like the Arsa Meir, it's not true. It's only if your job, the way you were hired, was completed. Your job was to bring the Nar's water to the field. If the Nar's water gets the field in a different oifen, that's the same thing. But if it rains, and that's why we don't need the irrigation, like the Arsa Meir could be pot.
Is there a difference in some kind of Nar, if in the winter the water level is higher again?
If it happens, you don't have the Makarvis HaMishnah and Svara. But you might have the Rashba Svara, you might have the Arsa Meir Svara.
Like nor overflows, you know, in the winter it always overflows.
So it's something that's likely to happen. If everyone understands that and it's all equal, normally if you go with the Torah's Pshat, you'd be Pata. If you go with the Rashba Pshat or the Arsa Meir Svara, you'd have to be Chayv.
Take this job here, what's the difference how long it takes? Take for the job, right?
Well, it could be a pole, it could be a kavlan, we're going to see in the next sif. Rather, we happen to be talking about a pole, but look how you're going to see it's more than a kavlan. You're paying him per hour. But, all right, now, this svara of Mnei Shamayim Nistaya, let me wait off maybe for the next sif and I'll go further.
Mnei Shamayim Nistaya will help the pole, not the
bike. Correct, it helped the pole do the job that it was mechuyev to do. And la halacha, you know, the place and the tshuvas aren't so much on this, so it's hard to decide which shot we go like. But clearly, if the Mechaber uses it as a lashon and it's mashmoyz, it's like the Rashba, it seems that we would pass him like the Rashba. The Rabbi Magagada entertains that maybe the Rambam's lashon is lav dafka because he only suggests that the Rambam's going like the Rashba.
No, you're paying him for more hours.
His job that I hired him to do takes 8 hours, right? So I'm paying him $1 an hour, he's supposed to get $8 for the job. Hashem did the job for him. Now, how much should he get paid?
Who says that Yafi Shmai was for the pole? Maybe it was for the Balabai. It was just happened yesterday.
Obviously, those who will argue, and the Chanaimah will say,
if he worked 4 hours, he gets $8.
Even if he worked no hours, he might get $8, because when the Shemayin is high, depending on the pshat. Like the Rashba, maybe if he worked at 1 hour just to complete the job, he should get paid. We're going to, let's wait to Siv Gimel. We'll see about a Kabbalah, we'll see about an Oris. Sorry? No, there that's different. See, in Sif Aleph, it's good you pointed it out. Here, these cases are where the job was completed. Sif Aleph is talking about where the job was prevented. The Einus happened that prevented you from doing the job. There, there's no Minna Shemayim. No, it's unusual, but you can't say Minna Shemayim Nisayim. Minna Shemayim helped them what? He didn't do the job. Mishamai, the vote is that Hashem did the job for me on my behalf because I was supposed to do the job.
Mishamai, they're against them.
They're against that he didn't do the job. All right, let's do the Ramah. Dr. Ramah, Sacha Poyalim Lach Per Sadeh, if you hired a poil to plow your field, the Bamat, the Balayla, and rain came at night, the Indian chain you Poyalim Lachba, that now you cannot plow, so this prevents him from doing his malacha. And Loi Ra'u HaPoyalim Makaka, if the Poyalim didn't see the karka, so they weren't aware of the nature of the karka, that the karka is affected by this rain that prevents it from being plowed. But the Balabais was aware of the nature of his field. He knows from last year, he remembered, that when it rained, he had to wait a week till it dried up before he plowed it. So, say to the Balabais, it's going to be upset to Balabais, because the Havale Loidim Shalayavai, he should have told them not to show up that day. He knew a Yediyah that they didn't know. You see, it's not only that at the time of the deal, he knew something, but it sounds like the case is, at least what the first shot is that it rained, and the Balabais had ample time to notify the Poyalim not to show up, and he didn't bother to do so, and the Poyalim had no idea that the rain affected their job, so therefore he'd be chayv to pay, because he didn't notify them not to show. Correct. So let's say bring it back to our travel agency case. So, any economy, if computers are down, is a nine is gomer, let's say. But if the Balabais showed up at work that morning. Listen, he always shows up an hour early. He saw the computers are down, and he could assume the computers are going to be down that day. He has a chiv right then to call up all the employees. They only show up at 9, and tell them, don't show up today. There's nothing to show up for. And if he doesn't bother calling them and they show up, so they did the haskalas malachas rizik for that day, and now he can't say, well, I'm a ninus. No, now you're not a ninus. You had the ability to call the day off. You had the ability to notify me in advance, and you didn't, then you'd be chayiv. Now, Yeshayim Rim.
The first part of the case was Korelashkos's flu, and it rained that night. If the Baal Bayis didn't notify them, should also pay.
But the difference is that in the Mechabis case, is even the Poilim are aware that when it rains, it's going to affect his field. No, if they didn't know, you're right. If they didn't know, that might be then an economy. But we're talking about in the case, the way the Sma sets up the Mechabis is that everyone was there, everyone knew it rained. And at the time of the contract, everyone knows that if it will rain, it might or probably he says, Roy Sodas will be affected, that the rain will affect it. So everyone was on equal territory. Everyone knew, entertained this possible oinus. Mashen Kane, over here we're talking about with the Balabais, knew the nature of his field, that rain prevents kafira, and the Poilim were unaware of that, so the Balabais had a idea that the Poilim didn't know.
You can still plow when it's rain, when it's wet, and certainly you can't.
Correct. But in Anakanami, if your Matthias would be correct, Anakanami, your halacha is correct, Anakanami. Now, Yeshua Imrim, a different shot in the Gemara, I don't think it's a makhlek, it's an halacha, it's just a shayla of how to learn the Gemara. Then, Bika Balabaita Malacha Mibarev. Let's say we know that. But what we didn't know is that maybe the field was already swampy from before. Only the Balabais could know that because he could check to see maybe it was still wet, lingering from an old rain. Whereas the Poilim were unaware of that, so therefore the Balabais had fault for not inspecting his field before hiring them or inspecting the field the night before to call them off and not to show. It's not that it's a machlokes in halakha, it's just machlokes in Matzias. It's a different variable. If it's a different case, then there too you could blame the Balabais, because he should have inspected to know that maybe it's not serviceable at that time. Maybe his field is not ready to be plowed. Vayin leosim shilamah gimus of alfal bay, that the Mechaber brings these svaris. Yesh oimim, hoda aminin dim ira oinis have ipsedet the poilim, that if an oinis happens, it's ipsedet the poilim, hainu shesachim lemalacha yedua. When you hire for a specific job, I hire a worker to plow, to irrigate this field, whatever it is. I need a handyman for the day. And my intention when I was hiring him, because I needed him to plow, let's say. I didn't notify him that that was the reason. I just said, come to my house, I needed to do work. Then Yochaloima, and it took a rain, and now you can't be plowed. Still, Yochaloima, the Polkataino, Temi Mlocha Cheres Kazu. I had no idea that it meant for plowing. Fool, I know you wanted me to hang chandeliers in your house. I had no idea why you wanted me. So therefore, it's true, had I known the reason why you hired me, then we would have all been on equal territory. I would have entertained that this might interfere with my malacha. But I didn't know what malacha you wanted. You knew that. You were armed with that information. I wasn't. Had no way to expect that that would interfere with my malacha. And therefore, again, it belies as if like the Balabais had the idea that the Pearl didn't, and the Balabais would be chayiv. That's a different way.
What is the difference here? He said, Yesham didn't do to
Abbas,
why
is Yesham? Because it's a different story.
At the beginning you said, why if you didn't, then it's higher. So it's just Yesham. It sounds from the first thing that if it happened in the second case,
it's two different examples. It's Yeshua and it's a different child and had a touch of the Gemara, and therefore it will come out of a different halakha. I don't believe they're arguing in it. The Gemara just says Sayer La'ari. He inspected the field. Now, who inspected the field? What? Different shot in the Gemara. Some learn the Gemara saying that the Balabais should have inspected the field the night before, and if he did, he's potter. And some learn Sayer La'ari means that the Poilim knew about the field, they knew the nature of the field. And if they didn't know, then the Balabais had the upper hand. So the two different shot in the Gemara. I just think that what you have to come out with is that any type of example, any type of scenario where the Balabais was armed with information and the Poilim didn't, he's responsible for that pain.
By him checking the field at night, I saw that it needed 4 hours, but it rained overnight.
But he's learning that when it rains, it will interfere with Chafir, and everyone knows that, and we are all equal. What we're worried about is not so much the rain at night, what we're worried about is previous water.
Why did you have to check?
Because maybe the field is soggy from yesterday.
You're talking that he's checking it after it rained?
He's checking it the day before. When he hired me, he should have checked it to make sure that it wasn't already wet from the day previous, from 2 days ago. So at the time of the contract, it was like, let's say, a diploma case, a super high diploma, you know, assuming that he has access, when really he doesn't have access. He's at fault. He should have known that he didn't have access. He should have known that he didn't have a field that needed chafira because it was soggy.
What does that have to do with the rain then?
It's
Tamazoy. If a person goes and he hires somebody the next morning,
he
comes and he goes, look at that.
Like, it could be learned without the rain. If it needs the rain, then you wouldn't have to say that it's talking about that he had to inspect to see at what level of dampness is the field, so how much rain could it take, something like that. But it's clearly talking about whether Balabais was at fault because he had the idea that the pearl didn't. But let me concentrate on the last halakha of the Ramah, and that is that if you don't specify the malakha, you could always claim I wanted a different malakha. And the Sma points out from the Rishonim who then if you didn't specify the location. Even if you hired me to plow, and you're going to tell me tomorrow where I should go, and I thought you wanted the south lake, and you wanted North Lake. Yeah, it rained on North Lake, but not on South Lake, or vice versa. I had no idea. Maybe you were referring to a different field. So again, you'd have to pay me, Kapol Boto, but you would have to pay me because you had the idea that I wasn't in the same position as you to assess the oinus. You had a better assessment because you knew which field it was about. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even if Grada, he doesn't have another malacha to give him, he has no other job, no other malacha, and it was clearly, we believe him, that his intent yesterday when he hired me was to irrigate the field. There was no other intent. He had no other job to be done. Nevertheless, since he wasn't masna at the time of the contract, and he didn't explain to me what the nature of the job is, he knew something that I didn't know, and therefore he's at fault, like we had in Sefalot. We're not on equal territory, and therefore he'd be chayv to pay me. If, I believe, I mean, I think the Aruch HaShulchan would be made to this, that if it was Yidua, self-understood, that it was for this particular field. Everyone knows he only has one field, and the last 60 times that he hired me to irrigate his field was for this field. He has no other field, and he hires me to irrigate it, even though he didn't tell me which field. And I knew, probably, if this field, then I wouldn't have this taina, just because it was self-understood. But if I didn't know that, if I could have entertained it, meant a different job or a different location, then the Baal HaBayis would have to pay. The Ulam HaMishpat is sort of matmi on this halakha and would like to suggest the following. He wants to know that what happens if the Baal HaBayis taka has no other job to give him or no other location, and an oinus happened that he wanted him for this job, and it oinus happened to prevent him from doing this job. So he said, why should the Baal HaBayis have to pay? That other job, he's an oinus because he has no other job to give him. And this job, he's an oinus because it rained on. So why should he have to pay? Why is it, even let's say, Havel Elahasa Tapasar, why should he be at fault? The whole thing is considered one big oinus. It's one big oinus that he has not this job and no other replacement job. And he says, look, it means in the case where the Baal HaBayis was Loi Havelei, means he didn't have to entertain that the oinus would take place. If the Baal HaBayis would have to entertain Havelei Lameda, he should know that it rains often, and even if the poet also knows that, but good, when he hires them, he should know, well, one second, it might rain tomorrow, I won't have this job, and then he's going to ask me for a different job, I won't have that job, so I should be master with him, he should know, I'm hiring you specifically for this job. Then it was Takatru Havelei Lahasnei. But let's say something which was unusual, when it was Loi Havelei Lameda, both are an equal, an Einis Gomer. So therefore, I didn't have to entertain that something was going to disturb this field. The fact I said to Tom, we want to say, I didn't have to rely that I'm going to have to fall back on another job or another field, because it's a level animated. This oinus is totally unusual. And therefore, in such a case, he would like to suggest, if the Baal HaBayis has no other job, and it was an oinus to lo havelei lameda, then he would take a dipata, even though he hired him Stam. And he blives Torachin. Sorry?
Still knows more
because if he hired him Stam, he should know that he really doesn't have backup, and the pearl, the implication when you hire Stam is that there's really a backup. And the Hanami, he blives Torachin on his chaylik. From the stimus haramah, it's matra in all cases.
Why should he assume that Paul assumed that he had to get another job?
Why do you hire him Stam? You should have told him which field or which job.
That means you have to assume that Stam means that you have something else.
Well, Stam, you don't specify, it could be anything.
But if the guy only has one, but
Paul doesn't know he only has one. Paul doesn't know he has one. When you hire Stam, he didn't know which one it was for. I can hear it's far very stacked. I mean, that could answer the Pashat in the run. I was not Machalik. You hire me Stam. It's true that there's a 1 in 1,000,000 chance it's going to, a certain type of rain will affect this job. Let's say. I didn't know. You hired me Stam. I'm asking you didn't know. But if you don't tell me it's for this job, I have a right to assume Could be for anything. You hired me time. You didn't say for this. You said, I'm hiring you to irrigate a field. I'm hiring you to come down and do a malach. I'm not telling you what malach it is. Why should I have to assume that's irrigation? And even though it's true it was irrigation, and I believe you, and the fact that the rain stirred the irrigation, let's say, is a one in a million. But the ma'is is, you hired me time, and you had et vos more of a idea than me. Could be it's that much is not is insignificant.
Why is that really significant? To make as far as the Torah, okay? Doing this. They were on the
even though he had a mashu more that he knew you didn't have a backup should he need to fall on a backup. Okay? But these are the svaras. Ulam and Mishpat, look, he's also masking that the Stimus and Ramah is mashma not like them. He's just suggesting that in that case, and he blibes Tarachin, if you could say this chilek. So again, if it would be an oinus that they both couldn't know about, or they both could have known about. What, like the Ulam HaMishpat? But Ulam HaMishpat, if he hired him Stam, why does he have to meet him? Why doesn't he give him another job? He doesn't have another job.
No, he's not there.
He's not there, so then you don't have to come onto the Ulam HaMishpat. Stam is like, if the understanding was that I have to come there and do the job, and to meet you and talk over the terms, and I couldn't make it there to talk it over. I had a meeting, and I had to cancel the meeting at the last minute, and economic, it was a nightness. But usually, I would assume that in those type of situations, the balabas was more aware of the oinus in the Nepal. I don't know your schedule. I don't know that you had six other meetings beforehand, and one meeting's gonna schlep. I know that I was supposed to meet you at 3 p.m. at your office. Usually in those type of cases, the oinus that comes about, even if it is an oinus, but still the balabais knew more information than the poil did. But in the Konami, if you talk about Wolzi, because you'd be part of it. All right, Sif.
Why does Titus here try to notify the poil before they came? Anyway, he made an agreement with them, he knew more information.
Correct. But let's say he made the agreement before him, but he had an ample time to notify him in the morning, and in those times, not like, unlike today, that the people hired out every morning. So if I would have notified you in the morning, you would have been able to get a job somewhere else. So you can't blame me for the steam of that contract, because I still was relying on the fact I'll give you notification. And if I blow that was my last chance, and I blow that notification, then I'm responsible. In economy today, you could play stuff out, maybe different. We don't hire them, you know, except for the people on Second Street, whatever. All right. Sif Gimel. The Medvar Mamum, this halacha which we discussed before, is talking about a poil. And the Shiloh about a kavlan is a machlekes rishainim. When we pass on a kavlan, it's just like a poil. That was what you raised before. Who had them by a kavlan? If you hired him to do a job and something interfered, it rained, and therefore the job was fulfilled in a different oifen through rain, you would have the same halacha. It'd be put in a oifen like klum. Avo, Misha Pasek Imarisa, you hired an oris. Now the way an artist is that he goes down, you hire him, he works on commission base. Your job is to take care of this field for this season. We'll share the pay. You're going to get a third of the crop, and that will be pay for your tircha and for your overseeing of the malacha. So he's sort of a shutef in the job with you. But he doesn't own the field, you own the field. But for this season's payers, he's a shutef with you. You get a third of the crop, a half of the crop, a quarter of the crop, whatever you make up with him. So Misha Pasika Marisa, Shemyashka Sadazu Dalit Pamin. If he irrigates the field four times, so therefore presumably the crops will produce more, there'll be a better season. If he does it four times, every day he irrigates the field four times, Yito Chatzia payers will be entitled to half of the crop. And those are reason which only irrigate the field two times a day, they only get 25% of the crops. That's how the minig was in the city. They only get the revia pairs. And now the rain came and they didn't need to do more than twice a day. Let's say they did those twice and then the rain finished the rest of the day's work. Well, better yet, even if the rain did everything, he didn't even do anything. He did not need now to irrigate at all. There is a shutif. So if something happens that gets the job done, he's going to prosper. He's going to benefit from that, just like the balabais would benefit from that. We both should benefit equally from that because the job was fulfilled through a third party, through Hashem, whatever it was, but nevertheless, we should both prosper equally. The chilek that we said in Sif Beis was by a poil or a kavlan. We're not my shutif. You're getting paid per hour. You do the hours, you get paid, even if there's no production. You don't do the hours, you don't get paid, even if there is production. So now the fact that the rain did the job, you should get paid, that's not you. That Hashem was looking to me. Hashem was saying that I don't need a pile, he was helping me out. But when you have an artist who's a shutuf in the field, anything that happens, that is to the benefit of both of them, because they're shutuf in the karka.
But that would be a disaster. He's buying risk over him.
Correct. Whatever is involved, if he's a shutuf, even though the artist really doesn't have to shell out, he doesn't invest anything, he really doesn't have something to lose except for his resources, his time, and his tircha, the season's work. But in a chanami, he's a shutuf and he deserves to gain.
If he just becomes a shutuf and then completes the job, but if he didn't have to complete anything, he
didn't become a shutuf. I'm asking that there's a shtickle of a chiddush here, that his entitlement to shutfis is only because he worked, and if he doesn't work, maybe that precludes his whole entitlement. That's what you're saying. And it can happen. But those days, then no, if the altmach is that you're a shutif, you're going to get X amount of the crops, that percentage of the payers, then we are a shutif, and if we gain, we gain equally. If we prosper, we prosper equally. Now, the Akronim point out, they had a story, a guy hired, there was a Geneva, and he had a track down, and he found out that he heard that the thief is in a different city. So he hired someone to go to the other city and be mighty the Gneva from him to bring it back to the Nigdal, to bring it back to the owner. And it came about, and he went to the other city, but it came about that the Goslin there was caught by somebody else, and the Gzela was returned through intervention by other parties, but not through the Tircha of this Shliach, even though the Shliach even went. And the place can point out, the Pam Yisrael brings down from a tshuva, Zer Yaakov, I think it is, point out that it will not have this halacha, even though the chayra, I missed an important in the kuda. And the deal was that I'll share with you, it's a collection agency, I'll share with you, you get a third of what's returned. Like every collection agency, you get a third of all the loans that are paid up, whatever the outstanding billing department, anything that comes in, you'll be entitled to half, a third, whatever it is. So even though the chayra, one could argue that since we're sharing all the money coming in, so it's like sort of a shutf is coming on, it's commission based, something comes in, you get it, something doesn't come in, you don't get it, so you could start working with these types of... Nevertheless, he says that when we say the svara of Neshamayim Nistayim, which the Gemara says over here by Oris, it's just a Rambam borrowed that terminology for the previous if, but here's where it was said, that's only if it happened min Hashemayim. Means it rained, there was a nar, something happened that the Shemayim helped you out, so Shemayim was helping you out, the pile out to complete the job, and the RS, he doesn't have to work, and he still gets profit. But there, where there was intervention, the police got involved, or whatever it is, from a third party, because this Gazan probably stole from other people as well, or whatever Chalik is, the fact that, yes, it came about, and the fact that, yes, I wanted to give you a commission base that you should be entitled to a third or a half, and you're a shutif, but you would not be entitled to anything, because it wasn't min Hashemayim this tayo. Someone else, it was a human intervention that brought this about, brought this profit about, brought the money to be returned, and therefore we could, kind of, we could see, the way we view it, is that Hashem was causing in his orchestrated plan to get this person to return the money was for me. It wasn't that your job was completed. It wasn't your job, min Hashemayim. It was through some other source. So therefore we say that it was totally mine. I don't have to pay you.
Even if the person did work.
Even if the person did work, he went there and he was threatening. And nevertheless, if it didn't happen through him, he won't get anything. It's only if something happens either through him or min Hashemayim, then he's entitled. But if it happens through a different source, he's not entitled. Sorry?
If they had some effect on the stone here, that's why.
No, if he had some effect in Hachanami, I need to be hard to shut up, but in Hachanami, then he'd be entitled. But we're talking about when it came out through a third angle, through not through his intervention, he would not be entitled. All right. Let's learn one more Sif, Chaperayim Sif Dalin, to finish the simon. Misha Socha Malamed Livnoi, he hired a teacher, or a Rebbe for his son, V'chala HaTalmid, and the child got sick, Rachmana Litzlan, or Im'enu Ragaboy Sechayli, if he's not a custom, it's not normal for the child to get sick, V'hu Adin Emei Sanara, Rachmana Litzlan, the child died, so he doesn't need the services of the Rebbe anymore. So now, that's totally something unusual, he didn't have to entertain that. So they were both equal in the fact that it's an unusual oinus, or is usual for this child, he's a sickly child, and he does sometimes miss, but v'amalamid me'ir, the malamid is from the city, umakir boy, and he also knows the nature of the child. So they're, again, on equal ground, they both are aware to entertain that this oinus might happen. Again, say that the malamid is going to lose his pay because everything was equal. Either they both entertained the oinus or they both should not have entertained the oinus. Aval, imrogu b'chayli, if he was a sickly child, ve'ena malamid makir boy, and the malamid was unaware of that, kigoyin she'enu min ha'ir, he's not from the city, then it'll be pseidah the balabais, ve'noisim le'kol scharim mishulam. He'll have to give him full wages, because there the balabais knew something, and the pole didn't know. Why don't you have to give kapol bot? Azoi pam kasha, the gemara yitzah kasha, sekter amon, the answer to kasha, the chol loin de teira, people who teach Torah, yoisin noichlen lumoid milelik bottom. They prefer to teach than not to teach. They prefer to learn rather than not to learn. Normally the Torah pa'a bottle is, I get a vacation, I enjoy the vacation, I don't have to work that day, so I'm willing to take less pay. But Malamed, who enjoys learning, for him not to learn is not enjoyable. So for him,
to learn yourself and learn with someone else.
But he enjoys Faket, he has a cheshek, a sipuk, and teaching other people.
But there's still a difference between...
It might be easier... Because they discuss, why don't
you...
I understand, so they discuss why can't he learn himself, and the reason is because he has a satisfaction in teaching people. That satisfaction is not replaceable by learning himself. If you gave him a choice, would you rather learn yourself or teach a child? He'd rather teach a child. Avad, if you have no people who are not like that, the place can discuss, Avad, I call it, you know, the fear, right? But we're talking about the normal case that the Rebbe enjoys teaching, and if that's the case, giving him a day's vacation, he doesn't want a day's vacation. He wants a child. He wants to learn. He wants to go through a Gishmak or Ashba. He wants to learn with the child. Not letting him learn is not, you're not doing him a taiva, and if you're going to have to pay him for a full day's salary. The person discussed who are doing other types of mitzvahs. You could have a chazan, you could have the Ramad discusses the Moirei Roi, he wants to be machalik. You could have other type of mitzvahs. It was a case which we once discussed in Reish Chav Ches by the Moyel. You remember the case? I'll say over the case again, it's a beautiful case, unfortunately. The case was that there was a person in town, his name was Michal Pashkes, and he enjoyed being a Moyel. He had satisfaction of being a Moyel. Someone else, the Shoichit in town, decided to play a prank on him. The Shoichit just had a baby girl, and he called up, and he was from a different city, but he came, he was Shechted in the city. He told him, I said, Michal, I have a job for you. Next week I'm making a bris, I get a mazel tov, travel to my city, Monday morning there'll be a bris, could you be the moyel? Sure, I'd love to be the moyel. And he travels to the next city on that day, Monday morning, there was no bris, it was a girl. So what's Mahadin? So the Shoichit wanted to know, the Rav of the city, the Shoichit played a not nice prank on this guy, and it made him, it was not just the Tircha traveling to the city, but it was like the talk of the town. Did you hear? The guy was so mamish into his meal, he loved it, he mamish fell for it, and he went, he was mamish levoiz in the ganze shtot. It was a bizarre. So the Shoichit wanted to know, do they have a responsibility to fire the Shoichit and to dismiss him from his position for doing such a terrible avla. Next time Sefer discusses the Gnevis Das Shabbai, which we discussed last year, but he also discusses this concept of Zchiyas Poilim. And he says that the Moel will prefer, now then they didn't get paid for the Mila, but nevertheless he says the Moel will prefer to travel to the city and do the Mila, and the satisfaction of doing the Mila, and the Zchar Psiyas, the Tircha Faket, the Ubi Eskar Mitzvah that he has to go to the next city, and now he did that all for nothing. He didn't get the job. So for him, there's no Din Kapar Batal. He preferred to do the Mila and not to do the Mila, especially since he traveled there anyway. He doesn't throw that in, but his son says for him, he preferred to do the Mila. And therefore he says, you saw it, it's a Pella, but he says that in that case where you knew you didn't have the job and you're hiring for a job, so the pay was the Schar of the Mitzvah, the Schar to perform the Mila. And you didn't come through with that, so therefore he says you owe him for that schar. Now, how do you shut up that schar? So, some say we have halach and shim pei beis. When you steal someone's mitzvah, you owe him 5 zuvim, 10 zuvim, whatever it is, you owe him asar zuvim. So, therefore, that's some say. In this case, you'd have to pay him for stopping him from giving the wherewithal of doing the job. You promised him the job, and now you took that away from him. You're going to owe him 10 zuvim because he says like this. Some say says a beautiful havana. He says that over. The dinim over there, paying the 10 zuvim, is the difference. Now, it's not for the mitzvah. Mitzvah is it's immeasurable. You can't. 10 zuvim is not going to make it. It's for the difference of being miskavin lasay mitzvah, and not doing the mitzvah to being miskan last mitzvah and doing the mitzvah. That extra, you get schar for being miskan last mitzvah anyway. But that was different. That you couldn't perform the mitzvah lamaisa, that's what's worth 10 zuvim. And here too, he was miskan last mitzvah, he traveled to the other town, he has all that schar he's going to get anyway. But for that end, that he couldn't perform the mitzvah, that difference, the organ home, and it was machayvim 10 zuvim, he taka said, you should fire the sheikh until he does tshuva, but it was a sadistic tshuva. But, what? Some cipher, it's in Kuvayin Vav. Chayshemisha Kuvayin Vav. Alright, so that's a cloud. The whole line detail, Yesu Nerklin Lumud Milelik Boto. Vayin Lekamon, Ksasini Malamid Biyaredeya, Midin Isha Sheskir Malamid Lemvino, and Baila Yachal Limchois, if he could protest. Vayin Lael Tim Pei Aleph, Misham Lechaver Lumud and Ben Chaver, you hired a tutor for someone else, or a Rebbe for someone else, Tim Chayv Lashalem, or could you play him? No, let the father pay. Or Ayin Lael Saif Sim Reish Lam Zayin, which we learned about Onim Apu Karar and Asagas Gulam, Yesh Mishum Asagas Gul Eitzim Malamed, if another Malamed takes his position, Ayin Lael Shim Malamed Gimel, Din In Habe Medim Malamed. Ramo is taking to all the cases that the halakha pertain to a Malamed. But we see from here is that when you hire somebody to do a job and you back out or onus happens and it was you at fault, you're going to have to pay Kapol Botol, and if it's something like a Malamed, you're going to have to pay full wages. Now we have this Lamaisa all the time, that people, I get this shaila, I can't tell you how many times. You have it, constantly people learn with children after school hours, and the child doesn't show up on the way to, he decides to get caught up in a basketball game, whatever, he just doesn't make it. Now, it's not really the parents' fault, because the parents can't, like, walk the child. He's old enough to walk, he's responsible, but sort of on the way, he got distracted, and he doesn't show that day, or there was a simcha in the family, and they just didn't notify the malamed, or things like that. The way it would work itself out, if Taka was an oinus, and they both knew the nature of the child, that the child sometimes gets caught up in other things, so in a chinam you'd be pata. But if it was a family simcha, and you didn't have the decency to notify the malamed not to show that day, in a chinam it's going to be, you're going to be chayiv. If the guy came to Beis Medrash, if you notified him, then you'd be pata, because everyone can entertain that people during the course of the year will have simchas in the family and won't be able to have a malamed every single day. But you have to down every case. And if a malamed wants to get paid, Nebuch is sitting there twiddling his thumbs and he's watching the clock and the guy's not showing up and he wants to get paid for such a time, even when there's an oinus, he has to stipulate with the Baal HaBayis. He should know, I come at this hour, I get paid whether or not your child shows up, even if it's an oinus. If he wants to do that, to stipulate, very good, I'll call it to you tonight. But if he doesn't stipulate, in many cases, he's gonna lose out. And I would like to just share with you a story that happened this summer, which sort of is kailal a lot of the halakas, basically the whole siman, a maisa shari this summer, that it was a camp, that it was a girl's camp, that the child in the middle of the camp had to be sent home because she was not a stable child. Emotionally, she wasn't stable and she couldn't make it through the camp season. And the camp wanted the parents to pay for the rest of the season, because if she would not have, you know, enrolled in the camp, they would have gotten a different child to take her place. They were full to capacity and they had to turn down other children. Ma'adim. And this was the shiloh. Now, let's say, we just play itself out, that if both the parent and the head counselor or the administrator of the camp knew the challenge involved here, but they thought it was doable because most kids don't have this problem, they make it through. So in economy, if both entertained the risk equally, then halacha should be that you be pata, because like we have a tumah, when all is equal, the Baal HaBayis is pata. However, in this case, it rather happened to them been the case that they paid off in advance, up front. We have halacha in Sif Aleph that when we discuss the Trumas Adeshin, that when you pay off in advance, then you forfeit that right. You're now giving the upper hand to the other party, that when all is equal, you deserve to get paid. So in this case, where they had paid off in advance for the whole season, there the Baal HaBayis, the camp, would have the upper hand and not have to return anything, because all was equal. And if you wanted to stipulate, if the child can't make it through, you want to have a deduction, whatever it is, then you should have stipulated. If not, then the camp is the upper hand. Now, had the parents known the severity of this problem and the camp was unaware of that, then even had he not paid, still we could say, look, you had the idea that the parent, that the camp was unaware of. You knew that there was a 50% chance, where the camp only thought maybe it was a 10% chance, or it was a major difference. I can't tell you exactly. It's unclear how much of a difference has to be, but you were armed with much more information than the camp was, then in the Hanami, the camp would be responsible to pay. Now you could say, only pay Kapal Bata. Well, to a camp that has 300 children, 299 and 300 doesn't make a difference. The councils are the same, the food's the same, nothing's going to change, so there would not be a discount for Paul Bata. You'd have to pay for the full amount. Never. All right, good luck, Shkoyach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.